Lauren forgot.
Not only forgot, but I said, remember what we say at the end? She said, yep. And chimed in with threedom instead of threemium.
I'm going to cry.
And I looked at you. You were absolutely on autopilot.
I was thinking about something.
You were miles away.
And it wasn't even something that needs to be thought of. I was like, I was rehashing a thing that I already
thought
about.
How long have cookies been around?
Anyway.
Welcome to our threemium episodes. We do these every other week, and it's where we respond to your voicemails that you send us at hagclaims8.com.
Yes, this was your idea, and we are honoring it.
Yep.
You're welcome.
You made us do this. We did not want to.
Look what you made us do. Look what you made us do.
Yeah. So let's go to one of these if
I can.
Here we go.
Ooh, what's preventing us?
Well, it said it was not available, but now it is. Ooh. Okay, here we go.
Let's hear it.
Hello. My name is Audrey. I am a really big fan of the show. I have a really important question for you guys. So, for a little bit of context, earlier today I saw what was probably the most beautiful cat I've ever seen. So that's awesome, first of all. Second of all, I immediately saw it run all the way up a tree like a cartoon. And I really liked this. And I wanted to know, have you ever seen something happening that you like? Thank you so much.
Oh my gosh. This person sounds like
anything.
Elise Myers, I think, is the name of this like Instagram person who has tons of followers and is always telling stories. They had a very similar voice and cadence. Anything I like? Yeah, I've seen a lot of shit I like. Does anyone want to go first? Because I'll think about.
Well, you've seen so much. You should give us 10 examples.
10 things I like?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you were just bragging about how much you've seen that you like.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were saying, like, I've seen so much.
Well, yeah.
We were all really intimidated by it. So
art?
I think.
Like art?
Oh, yeah.
In a museum?
Like what art?
Degas. I like Degas.
I saw the last time I was in San Francisco, and I put a video of this on Instagram. I saw the famous parrots of San Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
Why are they so famous?
Because they're very loud.
It seems like a bad thing to be famous
for. I remember hearing the story of how they ended up there, but they are, it's this big flock of green parrots. I think Telegraph Hill is where they hang out. But I saw them in a tree, and they kept doing the same thing over and over again, where they make like a terrific
A tree racket. And leaf? Oh, sorry, go ahead.
So they sit in the tree and they're all talking to each other. Then they all fucking take off. They fly like, you know, a few yards away. Then they swoop down and fly back as a group the whole time back into the tree.
Uh-huh.
And they're all chattering with each other. And they just repeat this like over and over again.
There's like some parrots on the east side of LA that are supposedly a pet store burned down.
I think that's an urban legend.
It sounds like one.
Yeah. But we used to get those parrots in our neighborhood and they don't come anymore. And it really bums me out. I loved it. It sounds like Jurassic Park.
But yeah, the urban legend is that a pet store burned down and the parrots were displaced. And then they now are wild.
But it is weird
that they're there.
Yeah, that's why we have so many goldfish all over the place.
Dino.
Those perished.
Dino DNA.
What have you seen that you like?
Oh, man, her mentioning the cat made me remember something I saw I did not like.
Uh-oh.
Which was...
Not the prompt, but okay.
I know, but I can't get it out of my mind. But I was driving and I saw a cat...
Ooh, get killed.
Yes.
Ooh, oh, my gosh. No!
And I was crying in my car. I was like, no, don't.
Recently?
Yeah, relatively.
Oh,
recently.
That's really sad. When I was a kid, we had this... There was a dead cat on the side of the road.
We had this dead cat.
And we would pass it every day on our childly walks. And we called
every
it...
Every day?
We called for it how long? Flat cat.
Flat
cat. And we watched
on
it...
On our childly walks!
We watched it decompose for the entire summer.
Fun!
And it was entertaining. I always remember it. It was a family event. Flat cat.
So you're like, it's like watching one of those decomposing videos, but in real time.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds really gross now, but it was on our path to this, to the beach. And so we'd go like, oh, it's, there's a,
when I was in London doing Kelsey Grammer Resents the Sketch Show.
I always like how you call it that.
We would rehearse. And this was very common in TV there. We would rehearse in like this sort of community center, in this hall. And I remember looking out the window and seeing a fox, and I'd never seen one in person before. And it was very exciting.
And it get killed?
What did the fox say?
Ding, 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 ding.
It did not get killed. I was trying to pull out of that dive.
That's amazing. Have you seen The Holdovers?
Yeah.
I really like that movie.
I really like that movie a lot.
So now it's just anything we've seen?
Well, there was a fox in that, wasn't there?
Oh, was there? I've seen it twice.
I think there was a fox in there.
Yeah, it struck
also
that.
Fleabag.
You're talking about the actor who plays the owner.
Yeah, he's so hot.
He's foxy.
He kind of reminds me of Mike.
What a foxy minor.
You've heard that because from you said it?
No, my parents said it too.
Speaking of The Holdovers, and something that I remember seeing when I was a child, we had in back of our house, one of our neighbors was this man, Mr. Haynes. Hmm. Mr. Haynes, I remember.
He was the heir to the underwear fortune, right?
He only wore undies.
Yeah, that's why we call him that. I don't know what his actual last name was, but he only wore underpants.
Dirty, soiled underpants.
He was the first.
Dirty undies.
He had the first glass eye I had ever seen.
He had the first one ever?
Yeah, that I had ever seen.
Oh.
Yeah.
But it might have been the first one ever.
As far as I know, he didn't brag about it.
Yeah.
But he could have, I suppose. But he had three huskies, and I was, that's why I'm so fascinated by them.
Oh, because we've made a breakthrough.
Because I loved them so much. I thought they were the most amazing dogs. But one time they treed a raccoon who was on top of this telephone pole.
What verb is that where you when you tree something? What does it mean?
It means you force them to go up a tree.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he was sitting on top of this telephone pole and the raccoon and just like sitting there. And these dogs were going fucking crazy. And it was, I remember it was... I'd never seen anything like that before, like real nature-y like that in a way. You know what I mean? And I don't think I'd ever seen a raccoon before in person.
Oh, we got a lot of those.
That's the thing about
in
dog-
our trash cans and
yeah,
things.
But there's a first time. You know what I'm saying?
Crazy. It's like...
You guys are trying to rob me of this experience. I'm telling you it really happened.
I'm actually really happy for you. And
my memories are not false.
There would be many times where raccoon families would be perched on the fence. We'd look at them at night when I was a kid and like... It'd be like mommy and babies.
Yeah.
And it was so fun to watch them. What were they up to?
I saw them cross the street. I was driving home and I saw them cross the street in my neighborhood.
Yeah. To get to raccoons. The other side.
Presumably. I mean, that's what they did.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
Dogs going crazy. Why? Okay. So my dogs go crazy for anyone passing by or delivering something or anything.
Can confirm.
Coming to the house.
Yeah. Yes.
At a certain point, you think they'd be like, okay, we've gone crazy 1,500 times over the last year, and nothing has gone wrong.
Yeah.
I like the idea.
Are we overreacting?
They're talking to each other.
I wish my dog would understand that, too. It's like, it's fine. Everything's fine.
Although you want them to go crazy when you need them to.
Intruder.
Even small dogs are not going to stop. You know what I'm saying? Like them barking.
It is small dogs because you've seen those videos of like larger dogs that love the UPS guy or whatever.
Right. Oh, my dog so is much. Half Chihuahua, and I think that's a lot of what's going on. There.
Yes.
Taco Bell. Sort of like,
she's just, really wants Taco Bell, and I'm never giving it to her. I never will.
My dog has eaten Taco Bell every meal for the last 10 years.
Oh, what?
What do you get?
That's a lot.
Chalupa?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you say every meal, your dog has breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yep. And snacks.
Of course.
Oh, wow.
Healthy snacks.
Mm-hmm. Healthy snacks.
Of Taco Bell.
Yeah. Just tortilla chips.
Churros.
And salsa.
Can you get just tortilla chips at Taco Bell?
I'd like to see you try.
I'd be so...
You wanted to try it at first. You changed it in the middle.
Yep, I did.
Do they not do that? Full disclosure.
I don't think so.
Yeah. By the way... You need to give us full disclosure right now because we've been doing so many episodes of this and you haven't confessed whatever it is you're about to.
And I'll give you full fatal attraction.
I think I've only eaten one thing from Taco Bell one time in my entire life. And one time?
Really?
It was a churro.
Really?
Wow.
I don't think it's a staple.
You never been curious about it?
Churro curious? Curious?
I've never had it.
You've never been curious?
We should go. We should try it on the air.
I don't want to go.
Do you know what? I used to like Taco Bell like most people.
Yeah.
And then I did it for Doughboys a year or two ago, and it did not hold up for me.
Really? Well, they're a sponsor now, so.
It was even better is what I'm saying.
All right. If they want a sponsor, I'll try two menu items.
We hope, Audrey, we hope that answered your question.
Audrey, hold on a second. We're going to talk to you in a second. Is there any fast food that you like?
I don't eat it anymore. But I used to. I grew up loving McDonald's, loving Burger King. Wendy's fan in high school. Kind of pop over there once. It was kind of far away.
The square aspect of the burgers appealed.
The square ass pick.
The fries and the frosty. So good. There's so much of it that I would love to eat all the time, but no. But mm-hmm. I do. If I treat myself to a fast food item at this point, it would be McDonald's.
Mm-hmm. We used to have, when I was in Philly, there was a chain called Roy Rogers.
Yeah.
And that was like the hangout near our high school.
We had Froster.
Do you eat fast food now?
Or Foster's Freeze.
Froster's Fees.
I used to go over there every day, get a burger. I was like the only one, too. They can't have survived on that.
There's a Foster's Free. You mean you were the only customer they ever had?
It seemed like it. It was like I would go over there every single day and the guy would go, oh, you want a burger? And they're so much better than like a fast food burger because he's grilling it right in front of you.
Well,
right,
I like
right.
In-N-Out.
Oh, In-N-Out.
I like In-N-Out.
The urge.
In-N-Out.
Not the fries, though.
Well, I like the fries.
Oh,
I got them well done the other day.
Mm. What's that?
You can request it.
What's but that? I mean,
they fry it twice.
Because there's codes, and I didn't know if that meant like covered in slime.
That means make them better.
Nickelodeon style.
So they do it twice?
Yeah.
And then what happens? They're crispy?
They're crispier.
I don't need it crispier. I like soggy.
I was, yeah. All right. Everyone, okay. Calm down.
Losing our heads.
Wait. Was that your first time doing well done?
Yeah.
And did you like it?
No, I like In-N-Out fries.
Me too. But so if you had to get fast food, what are you getting?
Probably McDonald's. Although every once in a while I get a craving for Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh yeah, sometimes I see people posting that
and
I'm like,
I feel sick.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But if they're sponsors, we love them all.
We love all of our sponsors.
I'll do ads for all of them and I would eat it again. This is what I'm telling you.
I've never been to a Foster's Freeze and there's one near my neighborhood.
Really?
And I always think
let's go today.
Let's go. Maybe I will.
Foster's Freeze? I don't think I really know what that is.
It's like an ice cream place, but they also do burgers and stuff.
Not to be confused with the businessman who ran for office and said that birth control was putting an aspirin between your knees and holding it there.
Yeah.
Mr. Freeze?
Yeah, Mr. Freeze.
Yeah, Mr. Freeze when he ran for office.
Put aspirin between your knees and hold it there.
That's good.
Thank you.
All right, look, Audrey, I think we're doing this right before lunch.
What, you want a burger?
We're doing this right before lunch, and sorry that we've segued into fast food, but hopefully that answered your question.
I hope that shuts you up.
That's going to be it for this Threemium episode, and, we'll be back in a couple of weeks, but listen to us every Thursday on Threedom Thursdays.
Listen to us every day.
Listen to us all the time.
Bye.
Bye.